Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
Friday, the 13th of May, 2016, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's getting hot, I'm getting busy, and I didn't have time to round up any guests today, but we're going to play some tunes, talk about what's going on in town at our local stages, and just have an hour of fun. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local, independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Things off with a tune from a brand new album released by a local favorite, Alison MacDonald. Alison has been a staple in Vancouver musical theater for about, 10 years now, maybe even more than that. And she's been in shows like Suds and The Music Man and all kinds of great stuff in Vancouver and across the country. And she just put out an album. It's a really great album, too. It's called I'm Moving Along, and it's a collection of show tunes and pop tunes from the 50s and 60s. It's got stuff by Elvis and Patsy Cline and, what's the Love Me Tenders in there, One Fine Day, all kinds of cool stuff. But the tune we're going to play for you now is from one of my favorite Broadway shows. It's a song from Guys and Dolls, and it's called If I Were a Bell by Alison MacDonald.
Ask me, how do I feel? Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me, how do I feel? Little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be a swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Thank you.
how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning? Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning. Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked. Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack. Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked. Ask me, how do I feel? Ask me now that we're fondly caressing.
Than my morning coffee, air are like they work their way through layer upon layer of whatever is not me. So I can hear my true heart speak when I talk to you. My softness is complete. 1 a.m. words, you ask me what I love, I tell you. Words are not enough for love, though I attach some to my tongue and speak my truth, no second thoughts. This is no idle talk, 'cause words at 1 a.m. are flowing from my unrehearsed heart. I am not an actress speaking lines, playing a part in the story. Wanna know, it's rise and fall and like a tide, a watery confessional. I am falling like a fool for how good it feels when you help me put the softness back into my unrehearsed heart. I am not an actress.
do, do, do. She said, sit with me a while. I've had a rough day, give me a smile. Oh, your soft touch makes me shiver, and your funk beat makes me quiver.
Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me? No, the game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, because I'm the man.
Yes, you are. You are the man, and we know that. Yes, yes, indeedy. It's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM on this Friday lunch hour. Another sunny day here in the Agora, looking out on the grassy knoll there as all these fun summer folks out there enjoying their lunch. It looks so tasty out there. We had a nice group of local females starting off our music today with Allison McDonald singing a tune off of her new CD. And then we also had Sue Turner, who was our guest last week, singing one of her songs. You can see her. I think she's playing tonight. Yes, tonight at, no, is it next week? Oh, my goodness. Now I have to look it up. But look for her at Trees Coffee Shop on Granville and Hastings. And also, she's got her busking license, so she'll be playing out in front of the shoe stores. Of course, Sue is the singing podiatrist, and so she'll be checking out your gait and offering orthotics as she sings her tunes to you. We also heard from Frankie and Charlotte Wrench in there as well. Now, coming up, we got some stuff going on this weekend we want you to let you know about. A couple of local groups that have been... one has just got a new CD released, and the other is a local favorite that have been around for a long time that have kind of reinvigorated themselves. And they're both playing in the Gastown area tomorrow night. Yeah. We Found a Lovebird. They've just got a new CD out called Lobby, and they're going to be playing at Lana Lou's. And then the New Black. And I just remembered. I don't remember where they're playing. So just give me a second here, and I'll tell you. Okay, I have to go onto Facebook, and then I have to hit that button and hit events. And there we go. New Black. And they are playing at the Princeton. There we go. So it's not quite Gastown. It's east of Gastown, but, you know, waterfront kind of stuff. So these guys, We Found a Lovebird. They're playing at the... at the Princeton? No. Okay, get it together. First, we're going to hear We Found a Lovebird. They're playing at Lana Lou's tomorrow night. And then also, right after that, we're going to hear The New Black, and they're playing at the Princeton at Powell and Victoria. You got that? All right, just listen. The Modernettes from way back before you were born, Barbara there. And we also heard from The New Black and from We Found a Lovebird. So there you go. That's some music for you. If you have anything to do with theater in Vancouver, you know who John Taylor is. And if you don't, you should. John is an actor, voiceover artist, a set designer, a producer, a director, a filmmaker, and an amazing photographer. And it's in his role as a photographer I want to talk about right now. A few years ago, John took kind of a dream trip to Italy. It was in conjunction with I think it was his first film. The first film he ever made was awarded at a film festival in Sicily. Got a Best Picture nod for his short. And so he used that as an excuse to take a trip to Italy, a place he'd always wanted to go to, and took some just stunning, stunning photographs of the countryside, of the whole country, from Tuscany all the way down to Sicily. And he's created an exhibition of these photographs, and they are on display this weekend at Stretch Vancouver Studio, which is at 180 East Pender Street. And there's a reception going on tonight. And the gallery is open tomorrow from noon till 2, and also on Sunday from noon till 4 o'clock. So drop by, put some money down, pick up some pictures, and do yourself and everyone else a favor.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
Way up north, north
to Alaska.
We go north, the rush is on. North. To Alaska, we go north, the rush is on.
Right here. can just need pale light. The soldiers wise, super Elvis tonight. I'm just trying to mystify.
He's still doing it, Art Bergman there, and he's going to be playing at the Fox Cabaret 1 week from tonight on May the 20th. Tickets still available for that. And tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, Art is going to be part of a panel, a singer-songwriter panel presented by Lightfest New West and hosted by Stuart Derden of the province. I probably pronounced Stuart's name wrong. He's a print guy. He never says his name. Anyway, Art Bergman, Billy Pettinger, Billy the Kid, Carolyn Mark, Eden Findeay of Vancouver, Joe Keithley of DOA, and several others are going to be part of this songwriting panel. That's going to be at the Laura C. Muir Performing Arts Center in New Westminster, part of Lightfest New West. And you go to LITFISTNEWWEST, LifeFestNewWest.com to get more information about that. Or you can go to ArtBergman.com, and it's on the flash page there, too. And, of course, don't forget, tickets for the Fox Cabaret Show still available. And go to Art-Bergman.Eventbrite.com to find out more about that. Okay, we got audition notices coming up. Quite a few cool things coming up. A couple of fringe shows. Christmas shows are already starting to look for folks. So we'll tell you all about that next.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Now, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive, and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
The very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
And don't forget, if you don't want to get up at 6 in the morning to listen, that show and this show and everything at CITR is available as a free podcast. If you want to just go to iTunes and type in CITR dash the name of your favorite show in the search box. And when it pops up, just click on it and you get that show, the most recent show, and all the ones before that. And you can subscribe to it, and you can listen to your little heart's content. It's also available on our website at CITRs.ca. So do a little exploring, learn a little bit more about some of your favorite shows right here on CITR. And did I mention it's free? That's true. Yes. Yes, it's free. Gotta love it. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board. This is our weekly feature of auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. And if you missed any of the notices today, or you want to get more details, you can find out at VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. The Young People's Opera Society of BC, or YPOSBEAK, is presenting Amal and the Night Visitors. This is a Christmas opera. I remember this story when I was a kid, too. It's all about a poor disabled boy living with his mother during the time of Jesus, and they get visited by three mysterious strangers from the East. It's an opera, and so they're looking for singers. And you can audition either by performing in a master class that takes place this Sunday. There's also one next Sunday, the 22nd. It's only $40 to attend. And if you're already a member of the Young People's Opera Society, it's free to attend that. Or you can just show up for an audition in 2 weeks on Sunday, May the 29th at the Newton Cultural Center. And they're looking for anyone between the ages of 10 and 30. So, you know, young singers, get out there and test your pipes. The Dance Collective is doing Disney's Beauty and the Beast Junior. Also looking for young people between the ages of 7 and 18. And that's going to be on stage March 3rd and 4th. The auditions are tomorrow, May 14th, and that's happening in room 202 of the Steve Nash Center on Loheed, 4199 Loheed Highway in Burnaby. They got a couple of fringe auditions. One we've already talked about, but this is a new one. It's called Grounded, let's say that again properly, Grounded by George Brandt. Danielle Lavallee is the director of that one. The auditions are happening on Monday. Is that Monday the 17th? No, Tuesday the 17th. And this is a play about a female F-16 fighter pilot who has been taken out of the air and put in a small room with a screen, and she's now flying remote control drones over the Middle East. It's a play about all kinds of things. I mean, just imagine the whole thing about doing remote control killing in the 21st century. So if you think you're interested in that, let's see. I didn't keep a contact note, but go to Vancouver, VPL.ca audition notices, and then all the details are there for that. The other fringe show is Just Watch Me, a Trudeau musical, not about the current prime minister, but his dad, Pierre. And that is going to be, as I said, at the Fringe in September. It's written by Daniel McLeod, and he's also going to be directing it. The auditions, the date is to be announced, so you have to contact Daniel, and then he will set up an audition for you. Looking for three males between the ages of 16 and 25. It's a musical, so if you got any singing, acting, or dancing chops, they're really looking for you. Another musical coming up is Heathers. This is based on the 1980s movie with Winona Ryder and that other guy, you know, Christian Slater. That's Fighting Chance. Ryan Mooney's directing. Clara Wyatt is the musical director. Lindsay Britton is the choreographer. It's on stage in July and August. And the auditions will be happening in White Rock. So contact Fighting Chance. And if you've been picked for audition, they will contact you. They're also doing a play called Now or Later. This is a Canadian premiere about a... the son of a presidential candidate who sends his father's political team into crisis mode on election night when controversial photos of him at a college party spread over the internet. Ooh, could be dicey. That's going to be up at PAL Theater in November. The auditions are May 29th and 31st, and they're looking for actors of all ethnicities and cultural backgrounds. If you want to know about Now or Later or Heather's the Musical, go to fightingchanceproductions.ca. Christmas show. Look at this. Christmas shows are already starting to pop up here. Well, we had Emil and the Night Visitors, of course, off the top there. But we've also got the Fraser Valley Stage Company doing a Christmas survival guide. That's happening in early December. They're looking, it's a musical, so they want singers, three men, ages 20 to 45, a tenor, a baritone, and a pianist who can sing and read music. And they also want three women, also the ages of 20 to 45, a soprano, a mezzo, and an alto. And there's also a spot for a narrator who could be male or female. And let's see, Hello Dolly, also at the Fraser Valley Stage, and that's going to be happening in early 2017. That's about just under a year from now. And Hello Dolly is, of course, the classic story about Dolly Levi, the marriage, what do they call her? The matchmaker. Yeah. And, you know, Don't Rain on My Parade and all those great songs. So, no, Before the Parade Passes By, Don't Rain on My Parade is Funny Girl. I get all these Barbra Streisand things mixed up. The auditions for Hello Dolly are happening, and also for the Christmas Survival Guide. Both shows are auditioning at the end of May at the Robert Bateman School in Abbotsford. FraserValleyStage.com for more information about that. Down in South Surrey, White Rock area, Peninsula Productions, looking for folks for Next Gen. This is another youth show. Actors between the ages of 15 and 29. They will be spending the summer creating and performing theater works in and around South Surrey and White Rock. It's a Young Canada Works project, so there might be a little money involved as well. So contact Peninsula Productions for more information about that. In Coquitlam, they're doing a celebration of the 125th anniversary of the city of Coquitlam. It's called Coquitlam Rises at the Evergreen Cultural Center. It's going up in September and October. The auditions are coming up May 15th and 21st at the Evergreen Center in Coquitlam. And they're looking for folks between the ages of 10 and 21 who can act, sing, and dance. Three shows coming up for the Bernie Legg Theatre in New Westminster. The first one is Alchemy Theatre's production of The Taming of the Shrew, and those auditions are going this weekend. Director Matthew Davenport looking for actors who can do Shakespeare in the summer. That show's going up August 4th. Vagabond Players are doing Body and Soul. This is a new play by local playwright Elizabeth Elwood. Elizabeth is also going to be directing this. It's going up in October, and the auditions are... I missed that one. The auditions have already happened, so never mind that one. But there is another Vagabond Players show that's happening in November, and it's Forever Plaid, the musical about the singing group. And the auditions for that are Saturday, June 1st. And you go to mtishows.com for more information on that one. And we got a few more here, but we won't go through them all, but I just want to let you know about let's see, the Odd Couple female version at North Vancouver. That audition is tomorrow. Royal City Theatre is doing two shows in Maple Ridge and Surrey, and A Dark and Stormy Night and Opening Night by Norm Foster. And those auditions are coming up this weekend as well. And one last one, the Green Thumb and Axis Theatre general auditions are coming up soon. So make sure you submit for that. They're looking for union and non-union members, and they encourage submissions from all a broad range of backgrounds. So contact Shelby, and her email is generalauditions@axistheatre.com if you want to audition for Green Thumb or for Axis Theatre. And once again, if you want details on these or others, go to Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca or the vancouveractorsguide.com. And if you have something you would like read on the air, you can share it at the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email me at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. So we got a notice from a local group that's going out on tour. I think they've already left town. They're going to be heading all the way out to New York and Washington, D.C. and Toronto. And I think they're going into Nova Scotia. And they'll be coming back. They'll be back in Vancouver, I think, the end of June, early July, or Victoria, anyway. They're called Old Man Canyon. And this is a new release from their latest. It's called Got You on a Ride. Thank you. And one more note here, Opera Pro Cantante is doing another performance on Sunday night. This time around, it's Verdi's La Traviata, a fully staged and costumed performance of La Traviata by Giuseppe Verdi. And that's at the Cambrian Hall Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Don't miss it. Tickets at the door. And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for you. Send your details to us at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com and like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Eleanor is up next with Fan Concept, and at 3:30, it's Nardwar the Human Serviette. And a special programming note, next week, local faves Silver Moon will be right here to perform live at CITR on Femme Concept. That's next week, Friday the 20th at 1 p.m. And of course, Dave Radio will be here next week as well. Bye-bye.